And here's today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Transcity Rail on the 5th of April 2024. Network Rail has published its delivery plan for Control Period 7. The new plan provides a detailed overview of Network Rail's vision for the United Kingdom's rail network up to the end of March 2029 and lays the foundation for Great British Railways. Key headline figures include a pledge to support 7.5% freight growth over the next 5 years, £3.9 billion of investment in efficiencies, and a commitment to reduce carbon emissions by 20.5%. The plan also outlines several key network-wide improvements, including investment in digital signalling infrastructure and a weather risk task force. Hitachi Rail's first long-distance hybrid battery train will help cut carbon emissions by 83% when it enters service later this year. Trenitalia presented its new hybrid intercity train, the first of seven due to be manufactured this year, at an event in Reggio Calabria in southern Italy. The train draws from battery, electric, hybrid and diesel power using innovative hybrid technology. The hybrid driving mode enables energy recovery during deceleration and braking, which has the potential to slash carbon emissions compared to current diesel-powered trains. The final two major structures being built to bring HS2 to Birmingham have received planning approval from local councils. The River Blythe Viaduct and Saltley Viaduct are the latest of eight key design elements on the West Midlands section of the HS2 route to receive Schedule 17 planning approval. The two viaducts are part of a 90-kilometre stretch of the route between Long Itchington in Warwickshire and Hans Acre in Staffordshire, being designed by Balfour Beatty, Mott MacDonald, Sistra and Weston Williamson and Partners. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.